Did, I can't even do it. Never mind. Welcome back, everyone.
She was doing an intro, which was...
I got shy once the mic actually turned on.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is Commas and Periods with your host, Brenton, and...
It's been a long damn while.
What? Is that your name?
Yes.
It's been a long damn while.
It's me, guys. It's been a long damn while.
How has it been?
It's been a long damn while. It's been too long.
It actually really, really has.
Also, like my real name is the host with the most. Hostess? Mostess. That's ugly.
Anyways, I think you're getting that wrong.
It's heaven.
Hostess with the mostess?
I'm smiling, but you can't see it.
Okay. There's that intro. We actually had somebody try. They're supposedly making us an intro, so hopefully we get that soon.
Who?
I'm not gonna put them. I'm gonna put them on blast. Like, right. Oh well, anybody who wants to make us an intro, like it,
make
like,
us an intro.
Yeah,
and we'll play it every episode. We'll put a different intro if you make it. Obviously.
That'd be really cool.
If you don't make it, then really we nice. Won't put anything.
Yeah, you don't gotta like introduce us. It can just be like
just
like
a song, a little jingle.
Hey, if you want to introduce us, that can work too. Like, if you got some equipment and you want to do a little intro for us? Like,
yeah, because I'm really bad at intros. You guys know.
Obviously,
you've
heard you
the last episodes, all of them. I'm not good at it. It's
okay,
right,
well,
though.
We're starting off here, okay? So I think this is one of the... Is this the second podcast we have with nobody actually here?
Third. Like, because the first one... Oh, no. Anthony.
The first
on.
One was supposed to, well, actually, we have not had not one. Actually, the first one was like legit just us on the podcast, but then we had other people. Am I talking too loud?
No.
Okay. Then we had other people like join in at random
just
times
random
because
points.
They weren't supposed to, but they did it anyway.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be like,
true.
Yo, back up.
That's
you hear
true.
Noise in the background, I'm moving the computer so I can move my chair.
Anyways. Yeah. So, well, okay. Well, the What the F one, yeah, this is our second episode then.
Oh, we did do What the F one, yeah. We did do What the F.
So this is our second episode, just Heaven and Brenton. We'll see, though. We don't want to make any promises because
did you say placebo?
Not, yeah, placebo. But also,
I didn't say placebo.
Oh, wait, what did you say?
Placido.
Oh. No, I said we will see, though, because... Ah. We can't make any promises. There's always someone walking around this damn house, so.
Tis true.
Someone might
busy ass
end
house.
Up in this conversation.
Busy ass, big ass house.
True.
It's going to be difficult trying to look for somewhere else to live.
Oh, man, that's going to suck. Let's move like, to.
I legit don't. It's far as fuck. It's the Arizona.
Arizona.
It's far as fuck to live out here because we work.
Yeah.
So far away from home, like 50 miles away from home, 56 miles away from home. So round trips like 100, 120 miles driving a day if you drive all the way downtown or taking the bus. But
or the train.
It's cheaper out here. And this house is beautiful. I love this house.
It's a nice house. I don't know. It's kind of basic, actually.
It's been a great party house. I mean,
it is a good party house. I mean, it's a big house. It's a nice size house.
Yeah.
I just mean like, I don't know. There's no like, it's just straight. Like you come in the door and you walk down and everything is just... There,
I ain't tripping though, because rent is like $425 a month.
Well,
like
yeah,
that's, I ain't gonna find that nowhere unless
that's
I'm living at the YMCA or some homeless shelter in downtown.
What,
Los
you can
Angeles.
Live at the YMCA?
I think in the past, not anymore. Maybe
oh, I was gonna say,
or
I need to
or
hit up the YMCA because that's
maybe some,
right around the corner from my job.
I was about to say I wouldn't want to live in that anyway.
Yeah, no, not
it's probably really
one.
Filthy and dirty.
Yeah,
not dissing the YMCA. Like
well, they don't know which YMCA we're talking about. Doesn't matter.
True. You guys been doing some good shit over there.
All YMCAs. They're gross. Just kidding.
Step your game up by the YMCAs.
This is being sponsored by the YMCA.
This is not being sponsored by the YMCA. Take that out.
Fine.
This is being sponsored by Faith.
Faith?
Babies that cry a lot.
Faith.
Faith.
We recorded an episode like a... I don't know. Okay, first of all, our last episode, I think, was posted like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we recorded one.
Too long ago, actually.
Like last
but
week.
It was way too late.
Yeah,
and
it was
we were exhausted.
I don't know, midnight. And we were both tired, I guess. And I sounded tired. So it just.
You sound tired now because you said to tired.
Well, that's just how I talk. So Well, I'd like to mention something because I deleted my Tumblr.
Ooh, somebody used Tumblr.
What's
still.
Tumblr? I don't know. I deleted my Bumble. Because
Tumblr is definitely not a blog site anymore. It's just.
It's a porn site.
Yeah, it is legit.
I deleted my Bumble last week because someone said something really mean to me and it like really hurt my feelings. And at first I was like, I don't care. But then I thought about it some more and then I was like, oh, I don't deserve this. I deserve to be treated better. So I was on there and someone told me that they called me a whale, first of all.
What?
On Bumble. Excuse me? Yeah. And so so at first I was like, oh, you're a lovely person. And I was kind of just like, fuck them. And I didn't care.
Rude.
But then, as I thought about What's it name? For
put,
two more
put
days.
Put them on black. Oh,
I honestly
you don't, have
don't remember
anymore.
Their name.
Damn, should have took a screenshot.
I should have.
Say it for the podcast.
But, yeah, so it bothered me enough for me to stew over it for a few days, and then I deleted my Bumble. And then I was like...
Can I ask a question, though?
What?
Why'd you delete the Bumble? Because just because one asshole says something...
Yeah, that's all it takes. Haven't you ever heard that it takes 7 good experiences for one bad experience to be erased?
Did 7 you know that? Good experiences for one bad to be erased?
Yeah. Did you know that?
No, I'm confused. So this one bad experience, you have to have 7 to erase it?
7 good ones too.
So why
for
did
it to be unaffected.
I'm still not getting it because you deleted the application
because
it was a bad experience.
Yeah.
And so now you need like 7.
Yeah. So now I re-downloaded the application.
Oh, so now you're looking for 7 good experiences on Bumble to erase that bad experience.
Well, now I'm just back on it to get the matches because I don't plan on starting any conversations with anyone. That's terrible, huh?
Nah, not at all.
Oh.
It's a way to make friends, not lovers.
I don't want friends.
You want lovers?
I don't want lovers either. I just want the matches. I just want the matches to make me feel better about myself.
You like playing Go Fish with the Bumble, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Go Fish. Explain.
I don't know. You find matches and then you get to keep the cards.
Like collecting them.
That's not Go Fish. That's match.
Nope. I like to collect cards. Some people like to collect hats. Some people like to collect stamps.
She's
I like to collect
profiles.
Matches.
Matches.
That's terrible. That really is terrible, actually, now that I think about it. I'm going to delete the app again.
Why? I think you should talk shit to that asshole.
Well,
If somebody's going to have the nerve to come at you, foul.
It's like, just funny to me because, like, he matched with me first, so I was like, okay.
So he matched with you, and then you matched with him, and he's like, was he not expecting you to match back, or?
Honestly, I don't know.
You know what I think it was? I think that bastard was insecure about himself.
Maybe.
And it was a defense mechanism. So he's like, oh shit, she's talking to me. Shut the fuck up. that's his way of communicating. Maybe he was like telling a joke and he thought you would find it funny.
Wow.
You, like had a sense of humor. He's like, ha ha ha, you skinny penis. Like, I don't know. Say something back at him. He's probably looking for that and you didn't do it.
No, I didn't. I was just like, oh, well, I hope you find someone as lovely as yourself. And then he blocked me.
Yeah. No, I honestly think if somebody's going to come at you file like that, got the nerves to open up their mouth and say some bullshit to you, and you should definitely say something back. Yeah.
You should. I just want to know, like, what makes people think that kind of stuff is okay to talk to people like that? Like, what in your brain is like, you know what? You know what's a good idea?
If
I'm just a shitty person.
Yeah.
Like, tell it. Actually, you know what? I said this already.
Oh, God.
We want to interview you. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say write in the comments. We all.
So write in the comments below if you are one of those shitty people that wants to be on the show. We will drive to your house to interview you.
I'm down for that, actually. Yeah. To interview assholes or people that say rude shit on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to talk to you. We want to pick your brain.
We want to get in your head and see what you'd be thinking when you do shit like that.
Yeah. Because I'm not. Well, I don't think I'm a shitty person. So I have no idea how your brain works.
I don't care about being a shitty person. I used to, but I don't care anymore. Well, I'm not going to be shitty, like talk down at somebody. Like, that's rude. That's rude as fuck.
Right.
But like, I don't really give a shit about my, I guess I do care about my reputation, but life is too short to be caring about what people think.
So what are you saying? You're going to do what now that you wouldn't do when you were worried about being a shitty person?
I don't know. Because I think subconsciously I still worry about my image But like I told people, like this morning we were having a conversation in the kitchen, like karma doesn't exist and all this other junk, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I want to move forward and not give a fuck about what people think and just like do, like cut in line somewhere at a supermarket.
Oh. Steal money.
You know? No, that's a little far, but you know,
okay.
Maybe like a pen or something.
All right, but fair enough.
Yeah. I guess I should touch you about it because people start judging me.
Then we'll have to cut all this out and then we won't be able to post it ever.
No, I honestly think that you shouldn't give two shits about what people are going to say to you. Yes, it's going to hurt your feelings, but guess what? They're only words. And it's some true. People are more sensitive than others. I understand that.
Me.
But know that they are just words and those words can affect you because you know who you are. You are definitely... a stronger person than what those words say that you are.
I didn't know
and you should rise above. Like Obama said, when they go low,
we go high.
We go high. So step your game up.
So buy that dank weed and
ooh,
blaze
what the
up.
Hell's going on here? Buy it from Aaliyah. Buy from Aaliyah. Isn't she at Harvard? Wait, which one is at Harvard? Malia. Because Sasha's the youngest one.
Oh, yeah.
Malia.
Did you know that Sasha's real name is Natasha?
What?
Yeah.
Why they do that? Why they know. Like? They
could have
said
on the internet
it could have been Natasha
day.
Obama in the White House,
right?
Yeah. They embarrassed. What the fuck are they doing? Obama, you better own him to that name. You better let the baby's name be Natasha, and then White House officials call her Natasha Obama. Look
but,
over
yeah,
here.
That was just so weird to me when I read that. I was like, wait, what?
And Sasha.
And the internet was freaking out. I didn't freak out, but I was just really confused as to. Why Sasha was the nickname they chose instead of Tasha.
That's funny.
But, you know, whatever.
It's all good. I understand the scope they gotta, you know.
Gotta what?
I guess. The image they gotta portray as being like
Natasha
a president
is not a
in a white
name.
America.
Does he? I know plenty of Natashas that are white.
Okay.
No?
No, I've known no Natashas.
Natasha is like, that's like a freaking Russian name.
You're actually right. Natasha Bedingfeld. She's white.
Yeah.
Benningfeld, whatever her name
Benningfeld,
is.
Benningfeld, yeah.
Then why? I wonder why. Maybe yeah, it's Sasha. Weird. Maybe Sasha's her real name. Natasha's her middle name.
I don't know. It's kind of like Michelle. She goes by Shelby.
She
Shout
made
out
that
to
shit
Michelle.
Up.
What's up, girl?
Yeah, Michelle. Why are you making them names, Michelle? He's going to call you Shelly. Shelby.
Yeah, Shelly.
Shishi. Oh. Mimi. Fifi. Bay.
Oh.
Mother of my children.
So, oh. All right.
The Unchained. The mother of dragons.
Yeah, I don't watch
right,
that show. She loves that shit, though.
Yeah, she's dope.
She's going to freak out when she hears the shout out.
Yes, yeah, she
gonna,
is.
I don't know. She might explode. Don't explode, okay, Michelle? All right. So what were you planning on talking about? Sorry, now that we've...
It doesn't have anything to do with like taking bullshit online.
Oh, okay.
But it was more of like, okay, so I went, it's like, okay, a couple of weeks ago, I think I went to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on, let's roll back a little bit because I went to them back in February.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I went to them in February, I hadn't been to a dentist for like 3-4 years.
That's such a long time.
I don't like the dentist.
I don't
fuck with them.
I haven't been to the dentist in like 9 months and I feel like I need to go immediately.
They don't really do anything but make your... I feel like they don't do anything but make your mouth more susceptible to... Did I say that word correctly?
Susceptible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To cavities or whatever else is coming
well,
your way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's fucked up.
How do you
like,
think they're going to get paid if you don't have cavities every time
yeah,
you come
back?
Yeah,
that's why I'm like, I'm good. I'm going to come to your bitch ass because I went to them in February,
yeah.
Right? And I told them my teeth are very sensitive. They said, all right, we'll use Sensodyne
yeah.
or whatever toothpaste they said to use. And that would help with the sensitivity. I fucking use that shit since March. I went to them last week, and they did their cleaning and everything. I don't feel any pain in my mouth at all, but they said I had 3 cavities.
Mm.
And I'm like, how the fuck? Like, I didn't have...
Well, Sensodyne is for sensitive teeth. It's not for not giving cavities.
Oh, that's right. Not blocking cavities. But I think it has it in the formula for the toothpaste. Oh, it's supposed to block cavities.
I don't believe
control.
That any toothpaste... blocks cavities.
I think the toothpaste itself gives you cavities.
Yeah.
But shout out to Crest because that Crest 3D Health, that shit was working miracles for the past like 9 years. And I ain't had no fucking cavities since I was using that toothpaste. The only thing it was doing was eating away at my enamel for all the whitening shit that it has in there. But
wow.
my smile was on point, so I'm about to go back to that. My dentist told me not to use it, but I'm like, fuck you guys.
Of course the dentist told you not to use it. It stops you from getting cavities. Yeah. Then they don't get paid.
Exactly, my nigga. So we gonna go back to that Crest 3D Pro Health Whitening.
I'm using Tom's.
Fuck that. No. Why?
Tom's of Maine or whatever, Maine of Tom's, whatever it's called. I don't know, because it's supposed to be like...
all natural?
Yeah.
True. It is all natural. But if it's anything, if their product is any, if their toothpaste product is anything like the deodorant, it ain't helping. I used a deodorant and I was like right within like a couple of hours. That shit was bad.
I mean,
It worked good.
I brushed my teeth and then I use my whitening stuff anyway. I have like the little light thing and stuff. So.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Well, I just want white teeth.
Use a toothpaste.
What I also have the charcoal toothpaste.
Wow, you're doing extras.
Anything that they sell on Instagram, pretty much, I have it.
You're doing extras. Don't be just randomly buying shit off
it's Amazon
and just putting it in your mouth.
Amazon, no, Instagram.
Wait, so I was right when I was going to say Instagram. Yeah. How the fuck you buy? You can't buy shit off of Instagram.
Yeah. Like, you know how they have those ads, like, in between pictures?
Buying that shit.
Oh, well, I can't help God. It. If it appeals to me, I'm like, give it.
No, trash.
Pass it to me.
No, trash.
But back to the dentist, though, I have a question. Because my dentist does this, mm-hmm. and I'm curious if it's just my dentist or not. But they have this little... pick thing that they stab into your gums to check how many millimeters it goes down to tell you whether or not you are like on the verge of gingivitis or periodontitis. Or
they
whatever.
Never talked to me about that if they do it, but
oh, because my
that sounds painful as fuck.
Do they stab your gums?
No. What the fuck?
Mine does, and like so. The goal is to be between like lower than 3 millimeters, but like if you get into the 4s, that's when it's like starting to be gingivitis or periodontitis. I think it's periodontitis. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. Actually, that sounds wrong.
Is it based on the firmness of your gums?
Yeah. So the deeper it goes, the worse it is.
Deeper it goes.
Yeah.
Are you bleeding?
Like, when they stick it in, it shouldn't go that
deep.
Nah,
fuck all that. Nah.
So mine are usually like 1, 2, or 3. And so I'm cool, you know? But for other people, like, it'll go down like 6, 7, 8. And they go around and there's the dental assistant sitting there and they go and they're like 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Each two?
3, 2, 1, yeah.
That's fucking weird. No.
No?
No, I'm good. I don't want them poking in my gums like that.
I enjoy it, honestly.
Well, you like pain, so.
That's true. I just got a new tattoo.
You
and
did,
it's
actually.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cameron. I'm going to give him a shout out on here, actually.
Hey, Cam. Shout out to Cam. He does some dope ass tattoos.
Cam Poles Tattoos on Instagram.
You don't get no discounts, so.
Yeah, but, don't try to look for no discounts from
him.
He does amazing work. Everyone, I think his books are closed right now, but if they ever open, you need to get at him immediately. He's from Michigan, but he was visiting, and I'm so glad that I was able to get a tattoo by
him. So shout out to you, my dude. I think I want a tattoo next.
From him?
Yeah. After,
everyone should get tattoos from him.
After my sketch artist finishes, you know.
Oh. So get on it, boy.
Yeah, you know who you are.
We're not going to shout you out because you don't deserve it. Okay. Iverson.
It's all good. Iverson's awesome. So.
Iverson is awesome. Everything is awesome.
Everything is. I don't know the song.
I've never seen the movie, so I don't know.
It's from the Lego movie, though.
I actually don't know the song either. It's fine.
Another thing about the dentist is that guard thing that they wear. I don't like when they be off my face. Yeah. And you can see the blood splatter from your mouth on that guard.
I don't ever have blood splattering.
Oh, they don't.
Nope, that's not a normal thing.
I have gingivitis. And another thing is, like, in the guard, you can see a reflection of yourself low-key.
Yeah.
It's always awkward moments when, like, you're trying to look up and their eyes are right there. And you're like, I don't know where to look.
I'm kind of restricted. Directly in the eyes.
Like, I have the corner of the room or, like, straight in your face or I look down. It's so uncomfortable.
About it and you just look them dead in the eyes. You grab their face and then you just kiss them. Oh, wait, no. No, don't do that.
Not when they're operating in your mouth. No, I just close my eyes now. I'm just like, I'm going to act like I'm enjoying this. And I start squinting my eyes when shit start hurting and shit. And like, Mr. Brown, are you okay? No, the fuck, I'm not okay. I'm squinting my fucking eyes. Like,
wait, you can talk? I can. I'd be trying to talk, and okay. I'm just like, I hate when they try to have a conversation with you, and they got like 10 tools inside your mouth,
fucking
like,
gauze and shit.
Excuse me. Yeah. What did you think I was going
to
respond?
What do you expect me to do? My mouth don't work the same without my lips.
And at my dentist, they always are like, "What movie do you want us to put on?" Right? So I'll
movie.
I'll be like, oh, your dentist don't play movies for
no,
you?
No, we listen to fucking Latin jazz and Pandora.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That shit's relaxing, though. So I ain't tripping.
I always watch movies, and but I can never watch it because then they lay me down, and the screen is in front of me.
What do you watch?
I'm just listening to it. Usually, whatever Disney movie they have on them.
Latest one you watched?
I think it was Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
That's my fave.
Speaking of Disney movies, they were playing The Lion King. Sorry, I almost got into Waterworks for a second. They were playing The Lion King is out of the vault. So if you haven't already, shoot over to your closest Disney store and go buy The Lion King.
Oh, you don't have to go to the Disney store. You literally can go to any store that sells movies.
But it's more, it's about the experience. If you go to a Disney store, you can buy the DVD there.
I hate the Disney store, to be perfectly honest.
I understand, but
again, go to World of Disney.
It's about the experience.
There's no experience. The only experience you get from being at the Disney store, especially ones that are in the mall, is, I don't know.
Crowds of children.
No, yeah. There's really no good experience to get there. At least at actual Disneyland, if you buy it from Disneyland or Disney World, then you get the experience of being at the park, which
it's still
depending
a bad
on how crowded
okay.
it is.
Yeah. It's still crowded.
Might not be that great.
I was listening to the commercial about the Disney, about Lion King coming out of the vault, and they were playing Circle of Life, and I was like, I got into the moment of wanting to, Parker, get down. Shh. Hey, get down. Stop. Parker wants to be in the podcast.
See, he told you someone wanted to get in on it.
Unless, I mean, they can hear Tahir's music and shit in the background. Because
that's great.
Tahir's Tahir. Yes, the commercial was on the radio and I really wanted to hear it. So I started playing it on Apple Music in my car.
Yeah.
And, I was getting way too emotional.
Not gonna lie, I
started
don't,
crying and shit.
I don't
and
like
started
that
yelling.
So I actually don't like The Lion King because it's too sad for me. But I Just Can't Wait to Be King is one of my jams, and I listen to that song on a regular basis. And I blast it in my car as I'm driving to anywhere. Really, any Disney movie soundtrack. I will blast it in my car.
Yeah.
Because Disney is life.
Yes, you're a Disney freak.
Yeah. So if you want to take me to Disneyland for my birthday, which is in 2 weeks, I won't tell you no. That's for sure.
All you season pass holders out there. Speaking of, on the back of your, is it for seat? Okay. Let me get the words.
Relax.
Let me get the words
in
my head.
Get it together.
Season pass holders or annual pass holders, because that's what they're called, not seasonal pass holders. Mm-hmm. Is that sticker that's on the back of your car, does the APP stand for annual pass? What?
APH.
It says APH or APP?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know
about.
What it says anymore, but it's a black sticker that is on the back of cars, and it's in the shape of Mickey ears. I think it is.
It's probably annual
pass holders. Like, people are actually...
She didn't like that.
No, she didn't. People are actually, parading that shit around. I wouldn't want to do that.
People, like...
That shows that I got money.
When people are annual pass holder... No, it doesn't. That means that you don't give a feck about your bills... If you don't got money, because you are going to have that Disney pass. Because people flaunt that shit, like, on Bumble, literally every other profile is like, annual pass
That's
holder, hit me up, let's go. And I'm like,
Disney
nah.
is a popular place to go.
No, take me to Six Flags, actually. The cats are fighting.
Parker's trying to clean her, but Marie's not having it.
Christmas is
Parker,
not about
leave
it.
Leave her alone. Stop. She doesn't want to be friendly right now.
She doesn't like to be licked. Yeah. I try all the time.
Okay.
Just kidding.
She's a cat. It's not for you to lick.
Anyways, no, but Disneyland is great and all, like, because Disney. But I would rather spend the money to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Yeah, because of the rides, yes. Yeah. But I think Disney is more about the experience. So it's a different world that you go into.
Like, no, because the experience that you get at Disneyland is literally just like standing in lines.
And you're actually right. Yeah. It's not like,
standing in line to get food, standing in line to get on rides.
It's not like the characters and everything come up to you while you're standing in line. That'd have been cool. If they give you something extra to do while you're in line, then it wouldn't be such a drag to be at Disneyland. Because you're paying all this money to stand in line for like hours.
Literally, standing in line. Everything you do at Disneyland, you're going to be standing in line. Even freaking World of Color. You stand in line to see World of Color. You stand in line while you're watching World of Color.
Though when I went with Ricardo. Mm. And Chloe for Ricardo's birthday, we weren't in lines a lot.
Really?
Nah, yeah, we were able to
get on.
We were able to get in line and just go. We got fast passes for the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride, and we just came back to that later. But everything else we were going on, it's like a quick, easy. Yeah, we didn't even eat dinner, eat lunch or anything.
What month was this?
June.
Really?
Summer? Yeah, it was summer. School was out. I think we took a break to go, to Starbucks, but that was about it.
Well, I just like to say that the Halloween time starts at Disneyland on September 15th. My birthday is trash, on September 16th, so if you want to take me on the 15th, I would...
You're trying to do everything. We're going to Universal on the 22nd. That's going to be fun. I've never been
to
Universal.
Take me on a date to Disneyland on the 15th, and then you can come to my birthday party. On the 16th, and then take me on another date to Universal Studios on the 22nd. And by date, I just mean pay for it. You ain't getting nothing from me other than my company. Because I don't like to spend my own money on stuff.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
I'm terrible.
I don't know what's going on here anymore.
Doesn't matter. But seriously, though, I really want to go to Disneyland during the Halloween time. And no one I know really likes to go to Disneyland that much, so...
It's just because it costs so much, man. It's the ticket just to get in. And then the food that you got to buy in the park. True. And if you try to eat at one of those restaurants, which are really good, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
They're really expensive. And you got to make reservations to come back later. It's like, it's a fucking... It's a process.
I mean, if you got the money and you got the time, then Disneyland is totally worth it. Don't stay at the hotels, though. Because they're fucking nasty.
Shit's crazy. It's brazy.
Also, if you want to take me to Wine and Painting, I'm still looking for someone to go with me.
Oh, I told you James wanted to go.
Oh, that's right. James. Yeah. Hit me up on Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram.
All of it.
Whatever.
It's just Instagram and
Heaven
Twitter.
Heaven Leanne.
What? Snapchat? We didn't put Instagram on... I'll put an Instagram down there.
The Heavenly Ann on Instagram and Snapchat. Just Heavenly Ann.
Yeah.
On
that
Twitter.
Wine and Paint shit. I think Chloe's birthday is also this month, and she's doing like a wine tour thing.
It has to be this month if she is a Virgo.
Right, her birthday is this month. Mm-hmm. But she's doing like a wine tour thing, and I forget the date. She didn't tell me the date she was doing this, but she probably did. But
in
I got short-term memory loss.
Or up north?
I'm not sure, but I'm supposed to get days off of work so I can go attend.
If someone would also like to take me to Wine Country to go wine tasting, I will also love to do that. I'd love to. Thank you for asking.
Oh.
Yeah, Wine Country.
I don't know. I don't know.
Temecula. Or if you're down, we can go up north to...
Oh, wow.
What is it called?
San Diego?
Up north.
San Francisco.
Nope.
Sacramento.
You know, where all the grapevines are. You know where the fuck I'm talking about.
Something Valley. Maybe that's not it.
Whatever. You know where I'm talking about. I keep wanting to say Samosa, but that's not it.
Tahir. Where's that wine place up north? The winery.
The Napa Valley.
Napa Valley.
Yeah, if you want to take me to Napa Valley, I would be down to go.
How much does that cost?
I don't know. Who knows? Huh. You have to stay there, though, because...
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because it's up north, obviously.
Chloe's birthday is on the 21st. John's birthday is on the 17th. Your birthday is on the 16th.
16th.
Isaac's birthday is on the 24th.
Isaac.
Javier's birthday is on the 27th. Jesus's birthday is on the 28th. This is fucking crazy.
They're not Virgos, though. They're Libras.
Oh, but it's just like, and Victor's birthday is on the 11th. I don't think Victor listens to the podcast. Victor was my roommate in Florida.
Oh, the Puerto Rican one.
Yeah. When we went to Disneyland to go see him.
That's my boy, because I'm Puerto Rican. I'm not Puerto Rican. Yeah. I'm black and Mexican.
He was so chill.
But black people and Mexican people don't accept me for one of theirs, so I'm Puerto Rican.
The first day I arrived in Florida.
Yes.
Went through the whole motions of getting the paperwork and shit together, and then I got to meet my roommate, which was Victor. And this dude is so cool. I'm going to throw this shoe at you, Parker. Stop it. Leave her alone. Sorry, people. It wasn't a shoe. It was a chancla. So, and I didn't throw it hard.
It was a baby chancla. Anyway,
so. And it didn't hit him. Actually, it hit the couch. So it just startled him. Anyways. So Victor was talking to him about everything that was going on. He's done the program before. So he knows everything. And he knows the park.
This is when you first met him?
When I first met him. And then that night, he was like, you want to go see Fantasmic? And he took me to Hollywood Studios, Disney Hollywood Studios, I think it's what it's called.
This was in Florida.
In Florida. And took me to like the back ends of the park because we're cast members, so we can go in the back.
Yeah.
And we took shortcuts to get to the theater. It was so fucking dope. Like just to have someone know the park and to show me everything. And then we watched Fantasmic and had a fucking great time. It was really cool. I miss Victor. He didn't stay for my second portion of the program. He went back home, I think. It's pretty sad. Yeah. I miss him.
Bummer.
He wrote me a note. I didn't even get to catch him before he left. I did.
Oh, you didn't like them?
No, he was cool. Oh. His name is Jerry. He actually worked with me at PBH.
I've never heard you talk about that roommate. So,
well, because Victor was the first dude that I met there, and I love the second half of the program too.
Oh, my slipper.
Yeah, it was your slipper. Yeah, Jerry was cool too. We didn't really have like a close relationship like me and Victor did though, because like we'd be working all the time. We worked at the same place.
Yeah.
So it's not like we never saw each other.
Yeah.
But everybody at PVH, I love them all to death because it was like a tight knit family.
PVH stands for Pinocchio's Village House.
Yeah, they have one in Florida too at Magic Kingdom.
They have one at Disneyland?
Yeah, they have one at Disneyland.
I know they have Pinocchio's, but
is it called Pinocchio's Village House?
I don't know.
I think it's called Pinocchio's Village House.
I didn't work in restaurants when I worked at Disneyland. I worked in stores in Downtown Disney.
Or whatever it's called. What was it called?
Well, I worked at Studio Disney 365, but also worked at World of Disney.
A
couple of times I covered at Marceline's, which is the candy store.
I kind of miss working at the park.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah, I wish they paid a little bit better. Or if I didn't have all these bills, then I'd go work at the park.
They paid okay at Disneyland.
They ain't paying what I'm getting now.
Well, but you worked in Florida. The minimum wage was lower down there.
I didn't have responsibilities either. Like, I was dead ass, like nothing. I had no car. I had nothing. I was going back to school.
Yeah.
So life was easy. It was just like paying your mom rent. But
did you even take classes while you were there?
Yeah, a couple of classes.
That means no, he did not.
And one of them was a singing course.
He's supposed to.
No, I'm being serious. I did a singing course.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got him closer to his
I had to like baby steps.
Yeah.
I was trying to still get things in line. Then when I was like going to take the assessment testing, I saw these little things up everywhere. And it's like college program. Mm. And when I went to the thing to go.
Mount Sac,
yeah. Went to go find out about it. There was at least like 100 people in the room, right? It's crazy. It was 100 people in the room looking to do this thing. I was the first one in the room. Like, I ain't never been the first in nothing. I'm black.
Yeah.
You know, we don't do that shit.
I do. I try to anyway.
Yeah, we try. I should say that. We try to. Anyways, I was first in the room. Then the other people came falling in. The person that I met, what was her name? I forgot her name. Catherine.
Zeta Jones.
No.
Maybe you know her. She was the T-Mobile girl.
I think it was Catherine Price. I think that's her name. Whatever her name was. It's probably fake. She showed up in the room. She was giving us all the whole story, the whole spiel. She was really, really nice, really sweet lady. And she was a young lady.
Yeah.
And I applied because I said, like, what's the worst that can happen? They could tell me no. But I saw it as an opportunity to actually get a job because I was unemployed for like 3 years looking to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And they called me back. And I did the interview and everything and got selected to go to Florida. Tell me, there were only 6 individuals selected for these internships at Mount Sat.
Yeah.
And 2 of them got to go to Florida. Me and the other person. The other person didn't go because he ended up getting sick.
Aww.
But I thought it was pretty crazy. It was like
so the other ones went to Disneyland?
Yeah, but the process is different because they're in state. So I think they stay at their own location, their own home.
Oh.
Well, in Florida, I mean, I had to pay rent to stay at one of the, they're not really Disney properties, but it was, come on now. Yeah, it's Disney properties. All the CPs were living, all the college program interns were living there.
Oh, so it was definitely Disney's property.
Yeah, like there were no other bodies living at these places except for college program individuals. Yeah. So these were Disney properties, and we're not suing.
You don't try to play us.
Yeah.
You didn't have to make them pay rent.
And the second time I got to stay, the second location I stayed at, it was a newly built place.
Nice.
So it was fucking sweet.
Was there bathtubs?
Yeah.
Or just showers?
No, I don't know. I think it was showers and baths. It was like a combination. What the fuck?
Like a normal.
The regular tub. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why, but I judge a place whether or not they have a bathtub.
The second place, though, it was a big ass space. Like, big ass living room, kitchen. It was nice.
Was the bathtub nice?
I don't remember.
Did you not take baths?
No, I don't take baths. I take showers.
If I had a nice tub, I would take a bath.
If I had like a jacuzzi tub, then yeah.
Yeah,
but
I mean.
No, that shit don't exist. Unless you're in a resort or you got like buku amounts of money.
No. Like the apartments around the corner from here, actually, that I was looking at moving to, they have jacuzzi tubs.
Oh, we ain't got that shit over here.
Well, so. They call them garden tubs, which I don't know what that means, but
it might be nice to actually tubs. Take a bath. I might do that.
I have like tons of bath bombs and
let me get one of those
bubble baths, and my tub is far too small for me to take a bath.
Why don't you just take a bath in your parents' bathroom?
Fuck no, bro.
When they go like they go on vacation or something.
I'm cool.
They've seen everything already.
No.
So what's the problem?
That's okay.
Yeah, but nah. I might take a bath.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. My whole problem with taking bath is that you're soaking in your dirt.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
And that's kind of gross to me.
I feel like when you're taking a bath, you're not taking it to get clean. Like, you're taking it just to relax. For me, at least, that's what I'm taking a bath for.
No, I don't use a bathtub to relax. If I'm going to relax, I'll go in a jacuzzi. I'll go in a pool or something.
Other people,
a sauna.
If I had my own jacuzzi and my own pool, that'd be different. But I don't. I don't want to go get in other people's stewing bacteria.
So you want to just stew in your own?
Yeah. Because it's mine.
Okay, that makes sense. that makes good sense.
Yeah,
it does. But still, like, no, I'm not using the bathroom to be relaxing. I'm not going to a fake jacuzzi. Hell nah.
No.
Good.
Well,
but
I would.
I mean, I used to take baths as kids all the time until I started taking a shower.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, this seems like it's a lot more cleaner.
It does waste a lot more water. Washing it down the drain, though. But that's what I'm saying. I'm not taking a bath to get clean. I'm taking a bath to chill.
To relax.
To erase my mind.
Yeah, well, I'll take one of those bath bombs.
Think too much.
So, you know, I want one that's going to rejuvenate my skin.
But bath bomb?
Yeah, can I put my face underwater?
No. Why?
Because I want my face to also have the same...
Have you gotten in your tub?
No.
Like sat in it?
No.
You won't be able to put your face into the tub and keep your body in
When we first moved in this house, I was so tired trying to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
I turned the shower on and just like, I'd lay down and just like sleep for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking tired. Like, I didn't want to go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I still feel like that now.
Yeah.
To this day.
I wake up, the last couple of weeks, I've been shitty about like getting up on time.
Ugh.
I've been trying. This past week I was good. I did a good job. I even took the bus like for like 4 days out of the week. And
I wake up every single day at 5:30. This past week I've woken up every single day at 5:30 a.m.
That's late, seems like.
Well, I usually don't wake up until 7.
To Pasadena by 8.
No. Not on days. I have to be at work most days at 9:30 or 10, except for Wednesday and Friday. I have to be there at noon.
Why?
Because I work till 6.
Oh.
Huh. But on all of the days, because only one of the days did I have to be there at 8, I woke up at 5:30, which is terrible because I usually wake up at 7. And so 5:30 is too motherfucking early.
5 is too early for you?
Hell yeah. But now that I'm starting
your
this,
mother?
When I start this boot camp, I will.
Oh, you're
have
gonna
to,
do it in the morning?
I have to because I work till 6.
And you won't get here in time.
Most days I won't get home before
probably the best
their
time
last
to do it
class
anyway.
At 8.
Gives you the energy for the day.
No, because
or
I'll have to
wear
go to
you
the
out
4 a.m. one.
Yeah, it'll give you the energy to push through the day, or it will kill you.
Yeah, I'll have the energy to get through to like noon, and then
put it in your mind, it's gonna give you the energy to make it through the entire day.
Well, let's. I mean, you know, I'll just when I get home at like 7 or 8, because that's usually what time when I leave Pasadena at 6, I get home around 7 or 8. I will knock the fuck out.
You need to hurry and get like a Hyperloop train out here. Shit, man.
And go to sleep, and then wake up at 3:30 so that I could get to the gym by 4. Well,
this past week we've been getting home kind of early. School's been back in session, so it's not like nobody's going to school anymore. But we've been getting home early enough to like cook dinner. We still eat kind of late, but yeah, we've been cooking dinner and everything and relaxing.
I don't know.
Because for a while, we would all come home and just go straight to our rooms. Because we get home so late, nobody wants to interact with nobody. It's like an empty house. And the only time this house get any kind of interaction is on the weekends. Yeah. So it's been good to actually have like a conversation with everybody.
It has been.
Yeah. Should keep it going.
I don't really like talking to people, though. I was mentioning today that I don't understand like why people like me. I wish they didn't, because then I would feel less bad when I was like, no, thanks. I don't want to hang out. Sorry, my brain is sick right now.
You shouldn't feel bad regardless. If they're your true friends, and they'll understand.
No, I feel bad every single time because, really, my brain actually is sick. And so I don't want to hang out a lot of the times, and it's like causes me so much anxiety because I'm like, I have to go because they'll be mad at me, and I don't want anyone to be mad at me. No?
No, not at all.
I think so. I feel like all of my friends hate me, but then they still want to hang out with me, so I'm confused.
Have you asked them? No.
Have I asked them? Do you hate me?
She's asking now.
Do you guys hate me?
No, they don't hate you.
I feel like they might.
No.
Well, they must not, actually, because they still continue to ask me to hang out.
Yes, exactly. See, they're extending the invitation to you, and you have the option to say yes or no. Yeah. And it's not like you're saying, I don't like you. We're not friends. Stop inviting me to your shit.
Yeah.
You're not doing that. You just simply, no, I'm not feeling well today.
Yeah.
That's it. And they're not going to be like, oh, shit, Heaven's a bitch. Like, she doesn't like to hang out with us. Like, that's not invited to anything else anymore.
That's so funny, because that's exactly what I'm imagining them saying.
Yeah, that goes on in your head, but that's not what they're saying.
So weird. So weird.
Yeah, but isn't it crazy? You don't have to really put in too much effort.
No.
That says something about you. That's a good thing, actually. It means you're very approachable. You're a likable person.
I feel like I'm not, though. I don't know.
At home to your family and to me, I guess.
To most people, I feel like I don't know. But maybe not. Maybe I'm a lot nicer than I think I actually am being. But
you're probably doing
times,
it not
I'm
knowing
like,
that you're actually doing
it. Wow, you're a cunt. I'm saying this to myself, not you.
What the fuck?
Me, I'm a cunt. Although that's my favorite word, so.
I thought you don't like saying the word cunt.
No, that's not the word I don't like saying.
Gushing, that's what you don't like saying.
Okay, thanks.
Gushing cunt.
Stop. Stop it right now.
Moist gushing cunts.
No. So anyways, if you want to come to my birthday party. I know we were talking about this for a while.
You just said that you don't want to be invited anywhere. It's like, hey, whole world, come on over.
I'm turning 21.
Again?
Yeah, for the seventh time. Sixth time?
I'm going to say you're 28, 27?
Don't you ever. I'm turning 21.
For the seventh, sixth time?
Whatever. For the whatever-th time, I'm turning 21. And so I want my party to be great.
Party's here at our house in Fontana.
Yeah, if you want to come.
Starts like at 8 o'clock p.m.
7.
It is a decades party.
Decades party.
Hit us
up
on Facebook if you want to get an invite.
Don't hit me up on Facebook. You better hit me up on Snapchat or Instagram so I know that it's real. I want to make sure I know what you actually look like.
Why go to a third party?
Facebook
then?
Is fake.
Okay, so you mean the bear? Do this hand gesture. I need to make sure this is a real person.
FaceTime me.
FaceTime Heaven, you guys. Her number is 626. I don't know the rest of it.
367. Oh, wow. 8830.
Stop it.
That's my old number. I changed it.
Okay. I'm going to say, what are you doing? You can't put that out there.
That might be someone's number now, so please don't call it.
But you can hit up our social networks. It'll be in the description.
Yes.
It's gonna be a decades party, so we'll give you the deets if you hit us up.
You have to dress up from a decade. If you don't, you have to take a shot at the door. No exceptions.
And guess what that shot is going to be? Everclear.
Oh, that made me want to throw up just thinking about it. It's going to be lit, though, so come.
We don't got enough toilets for this.
You have to be... it's fine.
Line you guys up in the backyard.
Please don't throw up. Know how much liquor you can handle.
I mean, if you do throw up, it's all good. We got toilets, we got grass. Okay,
I'm going to be straight up with you. I've ruined plenty of bathrooms.
Only we won't two. Speak on I've the last one you two. Ruined.
I was going to say years ago, but it was months ago.
Yeah, it was like The Exorcist happened in that bathroom. It was like, damn, we got to go.
It was really, like, grab it was your really shit. Bad.
Couldn't have as much as you can so
I'm
you could
sorry,
go.
I'm sorry, Brianna.
What?
I just had to shout her out because I feel so bad.
I was joking, too. That was not the case. We weren't like cleaning up as much as you can unless split. Anthony literally tried to clean up the bathroom as best he could with the materials that he had to clean up. And
I think I owe you guys a towel.
Oh, you owe them a whole bathroom.
Yeah. Sorry. I will come and clean your whole house.
That was a fucking mess. But she threw a bomb ass party. That was dope.
It was a good party.
We had fun.
I'm hoping my party can compete.
It's not going to be able to.
Well,
it's Brianna, for God's sakes. Come on now.
So you better be at my party. Come get lit with us.
Yeah, turn this shit on up. Turn this shit on up. What happened?
I don't know what I was going to say.
Oh. Lost your train of thought, did you?
All the time.
Damn, I had something really good to talk about, and I lost it. It was, fuck. I do this every fucking time. This is why I'm supposed to write shit down.
Yeah. Let me look at the notes.
God damn it. No, it's not in here. I didn't put it in here, which makes me mad. But what you guys could do, help us out a little bit, like do a little hashtag commas and periods. Actually, have you hashtag commas and periods?
No.
Have you like did a search for it?
No, is it good?
Let's do it right now, actually.
Okay.
Do I do a Google search for it? Or do I like search on like
go to a website.
Twitter?
No.
There's a website to look up hashtags?
Like Twitter, like go to Twitter and then...
Oh, like yeah. That. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
They have one for Instagram.
Hey. Is it us, though?
No. We don't have an Instagram account. Or it's like one of our posts. Or like people like... Yeah, we don't have an Instagram account.
Oh. Awkward.
Okay. Before we get into the whole hashtag comments and periods.
Yeah.
Because this is fucking weird. It's a baby.
Oh.
That was a weird search. Let me just go to Twitter. Yeah. There's a craze going on right now that makes me really, really uncomfortable. Uh-oh. It's these videos of people making little clicking and shit noises in the mic to relax people. It's supposed to help them sleep at night. Okay. It's like you get a,
like the ASMR get a close videos.
To the mic and you're talking, like whispering to them in the mic like this. And then all of a sudden you're like,
please stop.
Yeah. Like right now, I'm going to grab some popcorn.
You need to do the popcorn in the mic too.
I'm going to do a handful of popcorn. I'm going to put all this popcorn in my mouth right now and eat it for you guys. Just give me a second.
I'm so uncomfortable. Ew.
That shit gets on my nerves.
I love
it's fucking
videos.
Weird. Huh?
No, not those ones specifically, but like slime videos.
Slime. They have slime one?
Oh, yeah.
That popcorn was good as shit.
No, they have the slime. Like, it'll be, like, the slime, and then they'll, like, pack... I don't know. They're not packing peanuts, but they're, like, little balls, like a foam.
Oh, yeah.
And they put their fingers in it, and it's, like...
That squeaking noises?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. They're my favorite videos, and I watch them.
I thought you don't like that noise.
No, I love that noise.
The gentle light squeaking against the counter in the kitchen. I'm not doing
it. It's not a squeaking sound that I'm talking about. It's like a crunch.
You guys, tell me why she started plugging her ears. Sorry. Like I was doing something.
I thought, because the thought of it. Okay, shut up, all right? Frick.
Are you going to play one or something?
Yes, I'm trying to see if I can find one.
But yeah, I just lately, like I was searching on, I think it was on Facebook or it was on Twitter, and it just randomly keep popping up in my feed. And I'm like, I'm watching it frowning up because it's just really weird. Like who the fuck likes that kind of shit? It's like people get off to that, those noises. It's weird.
I love it.
I don't like it. I don't like it. It was too much for me. This is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get the idea.
Yeah. But I watch those videos on a regular basis, and they are the greatest thing ever. I love also, because those ones were like, I don't know, like clear beads or something. These ones are really good. I hate the wind.
What is that?
It's the little like styrofoam balls.
Oh, yeah. All right, stop. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it.
The watching it part is what makes it so good.
No. That made me so uncomfortable watching that.
Oh, man. No, it's so good.
It's so weird.
It's so good.
Okay. All right. So, commas and periods.
Yes.
Hashtag commas and periods on Twitter.
Yeah.
Let me zoom into the screen because everything's so fucking tiny. Somebody wrote, people don't use punctuation. Wait. People who don't use punctuation use sentences turn out to be a coded clusterfuck, drive me nuts. They put no periods or commas in any of that because I think they were trying to prove a point.
So it has hashtag to do
commas
with
and periods. Hashtag basic knowledge. No, nothing to do with us. Next one says, don't make everything is capitalized. Every word is capitalized. Don't make permanent decisions on temporary circumstances. Exclamation point, hashtag commas and periods. That was a J.R. Strobridge?
Maybe you should put commas and periods podcast.
Nah. Okay. This is fun. Juan Pablo, Twitter name is Boss P. Dizzy. On September 2nd, 2012, he wrote, the last couple of pages of the curb cycle trans is gibberish. There are things called punctuation marks, people.
Use them.
Hashtag commas and periods. Here's one from August 9th from a hashtag, Twitter name is Ms. SXLUV, Shelby Lush. Hashtag commas and periods, at without brand, quote, and we're not hating, close quote.
Okay.
Put narrator chuckles. I don't know who the narrator is, but there's a narrator in that.
Hey.
Here's another one she retweeted from you when you took a 4-hour nap.
Oh, yeah.
Every sleep. Intro of commas and periods. I guess you're supposed to say that. Hey, I woke up from a 4-hour nap. Yeah, most of the other ones obviously are just about, come on, that reads so weird without punctuation. Hashtag don't comma, you go to college.
Mm-hmm.
We mess up the hashtag. You can't put punctuation marks in hashtags. It won't work, so... Chris Valentine, just let you know, bruh.
Yeah, Chris Valentine.
That was kind of whack. Let's not ever do that subject again, like hashtag commas and peers. Unless you guys want to take it over for us, like start a little commas and peers hashtag going on, that kind of thing there. We'd appreciate it. We very much appreciate it. I think this wraps up this episode of the podcast.
I think we're... Don't
I think we're done. Like Heaven said earlier, we do want to interview people that feel like they have the right to talk bullshit online. Not so much you have the right to talk bullshit online. We just want to get in your head and find out like what makes you want to say evil shit to people online.
Who hurt you so badly?
Yeah, tell us your story.
Who broke your heart?
Did you not get enough hugs?
We want to know.
We'll give you
hugs.
We'll
hug you.
Free hugs
over
here.
I'm not hugging you, but I'll talk to you.
I'll shake your fucking hand. With spit on my hand. I'm not into that kind of stuff, but you might be.
No, it's a fetish thing. All right, rented so this into that type of shit.
We're signing off.
Ew, stop. Wait, we also want to interview you, though, if you're just one of our friends that wants to be on the podcast.
That'd be fun, yes.
Oh, we were supposed to be trying these chips. Before we go, oh, we're going to try them right now.
God damn it, I was hoping we didn't remember. So I went to the store, and they Lay's is doing this.
We're going to do some this bullshit. ASMR style.
That's probably so loud.
A bag. Bag.
I went to the store with Rain this morning to get some breakfast shit, and went past the aisle where Lay's has these, what are they called? It's Kettle Everything Bagel with Cream Cheese.
Yep. Kettle cooked chips. Everything bagel with cream cheese.
So we wanted to do like a taste test on air with you guys, or recording with
I've
this.
Been seeing
Hold
these.
Hold on, don't taste it. I need I to have one not. Too.
I've been seeing these Tay, on like Instagram. I think on Facebook. I don't know. I've been seeing ads for them everywhere. And every time I see them, I'm like, yes, please. Because everything them? Bagels are my shit.
Do you want to taste them too?
Especially with cream cheese.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. It don't taste like anything bad.
It just tastes like sour cream and onion, honestly. I'm really disappointed by these.
Yeah.
I really thought they were going to be like spectacular.
I don't taste any cream cheese at all.
No, they taste like sour cream and onion chips. What a letdown. Wow.
I wasted money.
You should have got the chicken and waffles kind.
Nothing new. A who?
The chicken and waffles kind.
They have them. They weren't like really? Helping those out.
Mm. Well, I want to try those too because I see them everywhere. Even though everyone tells me they're nasty. Still want to try them.
Yeah, well, we were closing on the podcast. Yeah. So if you want to be on the podcast, we'll make you chicken and waffles at home. At your house.
At your house because we're coming to you. Unless you want to come to Fontana.
Yeah.
Then sure.
By all means.
Come on.
Come on
we ain't
down.
Paying for you to get here.
Yeah. Hey, but I am an Uber now. So you want to request an Uber? I'll come get you. You'll still get your free chicken and waffles.
Right.
But yes, so this is the podcast, another episode.
Commas and periods. Follow us on our social medias.
Yeah, they should be in the description. And I guess we'll see you next time.
I don't know what that was. Bye.
Peace.